My father's life belonged to heroin, my mother only 17. Shame enveloped my sense of self with no self-esteem. My mom suffered at the hands of my dad. I can still see her bloody, swollen face. So sad. Eyes like bulbs with slits to see. My mom tried so hard to protect my brother and me. But my dad's grandmother had her way, too. She spilled her wrath on me through and through. Naked, she would pose me on the porch for all to see, so that shame was known only unto me. I wasn't allowed to eat at the table with my brother because she said I was too much of a bother. My meals were eaten inside of a closet. My brother at the table trying not to look my way, lest he goad her to hurt me more throughout the day. Not five yet, she made sure I knew I didn't belong. She scripted my own personal song. The only lines I knew too well was that I was a no-good-for-nothing goat who could go to hell. Hatred for self and others filled my heart, and I trusted no one, so I learned to stay apart. Drugs and alcohol helped numb my self-hate. When I was high, I felt I could relate. I knew I would never live past 18, but when I did, I kept trying to end my scene. Car wrecks and overdoses never took me. Little did I know it was because I had so much more to see. I thrived in hurting others so that they could feel my pain, the pain I no longer felt because it was replaced with hatred and rage. The Army and Navy looked like a place I could belong, far away from memories of times when I wasn't strong. But shame and guilt followed me there too. People often looked at me as if my face were blue. I never fit in. I hated even more. Drunkenness is what I kept looking for, just to get through another day so that I couldn't feel the same old way. Trouble found me in the Navy when men treated me like Grandma Teresa did. Things happened to me that I never told, only hid. Then they happened again and again. I longed to die as I had already done within. My life was out of control, chaotic with strife, never successful in taking my life, though over and over I continued to try. One glorious day, my Lord took me by the hand. Into the VAER I would land. Since that day, my life has new meaning. Blessing pour forth in waves ever streaming. I accept I am broken, but forth from this will be a hope secure in God's love for life, for me.